Hi, everybody. Welcome to Extra Medium Podcast, your one-stop shop for whatever the fuck we feel like talking about.
Not nerdy anymore, just anything?
Just anything.
See, I told you last time, no labels.
Anything.
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 No, you said no commitments, actually.
No, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, I'm Chocolate Bear.
I'm Top Gun.
I'm Bandit. I'm new to the game this week.
I'm Ned Stark. Winter is coming. I'm also new to the game.
Alright,
just when you thought you couldn't get any bigger nerds than me and Chocolate Bear.
Oh, hell yes. Game of Thrones HBO. Watch it.
Is that show really that good?
Oh, yes.
Maybe they'll start sending us free stuff if we get big.
Oh, yes.
Please.
Watch Game of Thrones on HBO.
Please do. Any memorabilia as well.
Yep. Shameless plugs.
So what do we got on the docket for today?
Well, I thought I would start because I remember last time I mentioned it briefly that I wanted to see that Snow White and the God of Thunder, Return of the King, as I'm calling it now.
That would be a much better name.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it was. I saw Snow White, and I figured I'd talk a little bit about that for a second.
Snow White and Seven Dwarfs!
I wish there were seven of him. No, it's Snow White and
Black Beard. But you
only
have one penis.
Oh, Chris Hemsworth.
Well, if I were Loki, you know, I could have as many as I want.
Oh, man.
And
so
he went there.
There's
he went
so
there.
Much.
So much wrong.
Yeah.
Anything.
All right, so
anything.
What's up with Snow White?
All right. So I saw it, you know, I'm a big fan of those, you know, fantasy-esque movies. I, you know, the realistic movies are kind of boring to me anyway, but, oh, I'm sorry, we have a film, I forgot to mention, Ned is a film person, so he knows far better than me, but,
this is true. I do have a degree in film production, so my word is law.
Oh, a degree. A degree. You know what the filmmaker...
He's giving away this piece of paper
you
right in front
what?
Of your face that says, I know more about movies than you do.
How do you get a film major off your porch?
How?
You pay for the pizza.
I thought that was a drummer.
I thought that was an art major.
Yeah. Art major. Oh. Art major.
That was an art major,
okay.
Yeah, I think it would be like if you threw a copy of
anyways.
Godfather.
So, Ned, did you see it too, or no?
No, I don't need to see it.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't need to. No, I mean, I want to see it, but I mean, it's Kristen Stewart.
Let me have my time to talk about before you undermine everything.
All right, let's go. One, two, three, go. All
right, so Snow White and the Huntsman was a really awesome-looking movie. The effects were really cool. There was a lot of... It was very muddy. There were a lot of muddy things in it. Thor
Charlize
rolling
Theron.
In the... But yeah, she was... she got
British
down
accent.
In the... Right. Did you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I'll talk about it without seeing it. I know enough about it.
No, it was a gorgeous movie. I thought it was a really interesting take on the, you know, the familiar story of Snow White, you know. It was badass, I thought. Because I was expecting, you know, Kristen Stewart, it looked like it'd be, you know, Twilight Presents Snow White and the Huntsman and their forbidden love and shit. There wasn't a love story, like, at all. I mean, they allude to one, but not really. The Huntsman, and I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but, like... It wasn't a love story.
Were you at all disappointed because it wasn't what you were expecting, or were you kind of relieved?
No, I was relieved. I was.
It wasn't.
I thought it was gonna be kind of a chick flick. It was straight up like Lord of the Rings presents, like Snow White.
I just got one question: does Kristen Stewart act like a rock in the movie?
Is she any good?
Well, Snow White really didn't talk much.
So she was good.
Did she have expression in this one?
She had expression. She could tell.
She actually had emotions.
Yeah, I thought she was. I mean, I really don't have a problem with Kristen Stewart. I just see Kristen Stewart, and I just get these like ugh, Twilight, you know? Because all right,
when you look at Kristen Stewart,
she is forever gonna be
ruined.
She
did redeem herself a little for me at least as
really?
Snow White. I like well
because
when I think of
Chris,
well because you know I'm watching the whole movie and I get to the end and she's like storming the castle in suit of armor like fuck all the guys I'm just gonna go up there and kill this bitch and it was great and I don't know it was cool.
Did she have to give like a soaring speech in the movie before any war battles? Like, is there a battle scene where she, like, gives a speech? Oh, God.
That wasn't that great, but I enjoyed it. It was something different that one of the other big problems was it seemed like a lot of the character development was, like, kind of rushed in it, you know? Like, they set it up like, oh, this is what's gonna happen, and then it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. It was pretty to look at. It was a lot of great action sequences. I enjoyed it a lot. I really did.
If you had to give it a rating, 1 to 10, what would you give it?
I was hoping you'd say a letter grade.
Yeah, to give it a letter grade.
I would probably give it a B- or a B.
What's a unique review grade?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, shit out my ass?
Or on a scale. The,
what about Dome?
Dome, I'd say like the best review. Scale of
Dome. No, we'll go.
Dome is not number one.
We'll use the Ned scale. We'll use the Ned scale. The Ned scale being 1 to Dark Knight. It was about a.
It was about what?
I'd say it's a sucker punch. Oh, not on the net scale. Sucker punch would be low on the net scale.
That's not working.
No.
I mean, Sucker Punch wouldn't be the lowest film in the film Ned Stark scale.
I can't use Ned scale, so I'll use the Top Gun scale. On a scale of 1 to,
What to what?
Final Fantasy X.
That's not a movie.
Pink Floyd's The Wall.
I'd say it was, you know, a solid 8. Solid 8. Yeah.
Was it number one at the box
office? So, who would you recommend it for? Everyone, people that like Kristen Stewart, Snow White fans, what?
I would recommend it if you're looking for just a good fantasy movie to go see at the theaters right now, because, I don't know.
Did you like it better than Dark Shadows? Because I know you went to go see Dark Shadows twice. Would you see this again?
Oh, see, that's why I wish you didn't ask me that. It's like...
Oh.
Okay. Well, no, because I really like
Dark... You found another movie that Ned doesn't like, apparently.
And they never saw Ned again.
I don't want to spoil Game of Thrones, but Ned Stark isn't in season 2. He's still the best character on the show.
What up?
Hey. Who invited this?
So would you see it again though?
I would go see it again in theaters. Matinee. I wouldn't probably pay full price for it, but I still gotta go see Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages review hopefully coming soon.
I'm down to see that.
Sir Tom Cruise.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Devil's Advocate.
No. No, it's not the Devil's Advocate. Tom Cruise in a music. Tom Cruise can't.
No,
do
you.
Comedy.
You're just everything. You're saying.
No, trust me. Rock of Ages is probably terrible.
Tom Cruise.
I hear the musical. If you see it like actually on stage, it's really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie adaptation.
It's a.
That water is delicious.
Yeah. Oh,
fast.
I'm just saying.
Top Gun
the glass
is
of water
pee.
Looks really refreshing right now.
No, it's water. Yeah.
All right, Ned. Didn't you say you had a movie review for us?
Yes, I was fortunate enough to see Pixar's latest installment today, Brave.
Is it basically like Pixar's, like, Disney collaboration on, like, what How to Train Your Dragon was? Because it's had that same, like, visual
style. I really
style.
Got the vibes, like, How to Train Your Dragon vibes
it,
from
see,
seeing
I
the
didn't
movies.
See How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, that was a great
How
movie.
To Train Your Dragon, was that in, where it takes, like, where in the country did it take?
It was Viking.
So it was, like, yeah. Scotland or Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Hoth.
This, then, I guess it would be...
That was my makeup impression.
It would be a lot like that.
You know Doctor Who was in that movie? He had a really small...
Which Doctor Who?
He was like the 10th Doctor. No, in, David Tennant did a, like, he, it was like a background voice, and you had to really listen for it, but apparently he was one of the characters. Like, I guess his character he was supposed to be was really important in the books or something for a little bit.
Okay, well, no.
The Doctor.
Wasn't, but, yeah, I guess it would be a lot like How to Train Your Dragon... I'll just tell you this much, because I don't want to spoil it, but it's not Pixar's best. It's better than Cars.
I know, but you notice that they didn't say Pixar, it's Disney Pixar.
Yeah,
well, there's
it was different.
There is a difference.
Well, then, when you address that fact, then it was very Disney mm-hmm. watered down. It wasn't, it was no up. Yeah.
I don't think this counts as a Pixar, like, canon film, like...
Well, it does have Pizza Planet in it, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Pizza Planet.
Is this the one movie they're coming out with this year?
Yeah, this is Pixar's installment.
Did you? Speaking of Pixar, did anyone see the teaser for Wreck-It Ralph?
Wreck-It Ralph
does look awesome, but also they finally released a teaser trailer for Monsters University.
You see it? You see Brad.
Monsters University.
Yeah,
had to do. Oh, it was funny. Sequel to
It looks like it's gonna be good. It looks funny.
That's Pixar's.
Before
next
they go to the,
it's Mike and Sully's college years.
Awesome though.
I get a feeling this is gonna. Mike and Sully aren't gonna like each other at first because it looked like Sully was. they basically cover him in mirrors and hang him up on the wall like a disco ball. The classic "Oh man, I love college" line was heard. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. No, but let's talk about Wreck-It Ralph for a second here, because that did look sweet.
It was funny that you see the trailer for Wreck-It Ralph before Brave, and I was like, if I'm thinking about Wreck-It Ralph more than this movie Brave, then there's something wrong with the film. So no, Wreck-It Ralph looks good, because it has all the video game characters in it.
Yeah, it does.
So
I was surprised that they got the rights for all those.
We probably want to explain what Wreck-It Ralph is. For those listeners who have not yet seen the trailer, which you should, look it up. Right when you're done with this podcast.
Not right now.
No, they could pause it. They could pause it and go look it up. But come right back.
Please, we'll miss you.
That movie looks really good. It's got John C. Reilly and Kenneth from 30 Rock.
And Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch is in it too. It's basically
Go the DreamWorks route of getting famous?
No. This like actually looks like a pretty cool idea. Voice actors. This is the type of movie where they do it right, and then DreamWorks tries to make their own video game movie because it's about a video game villain, and he's trying. He doesn't want to be the villain anymore, so he goes to other games and stuff.
It's like Toy Story meets video games.
I was surprised because they didn't they had their own made up video game characters, obviously. But then you also see a lot like there was Bowser, the dude from Street Fighter,
Zang, yeah, the big guy, the Russian
ghost
guy
from Pac-Man.
I heard Scorpion's gonna be in it too from Mortal Kombat. What? Sure. What?
No, that's funny.
I'm surprised. It's a bad thing.
It's funny because I mean they show the scene when they're in like the villains anonymous.
Yeah. It's hilarious. Yeah, then they have the zombie and they have someone else. There's someone else. Some other.
Just because you're a bad guy doesn't make you a bad guy.
Is that like a sentimental moment in the
trailer? No, they're the villains anonymous. All right, but anyway, so yeah, that's Brave. Go see it for the trailer.
Let's wreck it.
Yep, that's great.
Let's wreck it, Ralph. But if you're expecting like a good Pixar film, actually the short before is really good. It's almost worth seeing for the short. You know, Pixar has always those shorts. The short is really good.
So what's the premise of Brave?
It is about a girl, a Scottish girl, who's to be betrothed to one of three suitors. But she's kind of like, I don't want to get married because I like archery and I'm a badass woman.
Did anyone else notice that it's the year of the bow and arrow?
Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like first, like the Skyrim, like arrow to the knee. And then, like, even at E3, we saw, like, the Tomb Raider bow and arrow, Crisis 3 bow and arrow, Hunger Games came out, Brave.
Hawkeye.
That's crazy. The bow and arrow's back.
I've been playing I start playing League of Legends, and my character, Ash, I like to play her. If someone else picks her, I just quit. I'm like, force quit. Like, fuck you.
All right. My bad, Nate. Bow Go ahead.
But yeah, and then so there's a curse going on, and I don't really want to spoil it. That's all I'll say. All
right, on the Ned scale from 1 to Dark Knight, where would you rate it?
Well, what's 1? What's my lowest film of all time?
Last Airbender, because that should be everyone's lowest film.
That's down there. I'd say the worst film I've ever seen.
I swear to God.
The Pest.
It's not... No, that's a great film. I watched The Pest over
some... I'm ridiculous.
You actually watched the whole movie?
No, I feel like college story coming out now.
If you want to watch a good movie for a good time, watch The Pest with John Leguizamo. It is a very funny film.
I'm in a motor scam.
I'd say the worst, the film that upsets me the most, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Put that on the lowest.
That's not worse than The Last Airbender.
Okay, fine.
You actually gave that good review.
You think that's the worst? The worst film we've ever seen, really?
No, it's not. It's just upsetting.
Troll 2
is a good, bad film. All right,
give it a letter grade instead of...
No, I'm not giving it. I'll give it if we're doing sexual... All right. Acts as in dome is like...
Okay, the Ned scale.
Ned scale... I would give it
a tugger.
I'd give it a cup of feel.
Second and a half pace.
Yeah, it's like you get a nice feel, you get satisfied, then you're like, I'm good.
Don't you hate mail, ladies?
I'm good.
So no ZJ.
No, it's just a nice feel. You get a nice grab.
ZJ's Dark Knight
of the Pixar boob.
I feel like ZJ's at the...
I wouldn't
want to
see Boob and Pixar. I think it'd be really weird. It'd be a non-duty, probably. Even. It is, anyway, so, derailing a little bit from the movies.
No, there's a lot more movies we can talk about. I did want to ask one question. You were mentioning Chris Hemsworth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And your love for Chris Hemsworth. Did you see Josh Whedon's Cabin in the Woods? Shame on all of you.
Moving on to different topic.
That just came out this year, didn't it?
Yeah, in April.
I
amazing.
I don't know if I even knew that was a Chris Hemsworth film. Believe
he was
or
in
not.
It. They filmed it way before.
Was he like the main character?
He was one of the leads.
Okay.
All right. What about the G4 released a top 100 video games of all time or something like that? Number one was Super Mario Brothers.
You know, I'm actually surprised. Well, not surprised,
not
but like
surprised.
I honestly thought that most people revered like Ocarina of Time is number one of all time.
Yeah, but you
I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. Because
yeah, I feel like the reason they did that though, because it was like the game that like started the whole.
Oh my god!
platforming success. It's like Nintendo's baby, you know.
Oh, Mario!
I am proud that Link to the Past is number
two. Link to the Past. All the Zelda games are great.
That was my
shit. And surprise for me was Bioshock being number three. I mean, Bioshock's a great game, but I didn't.
Surprise for me.
I did not think they would go modern.
I think of all the shooters it could have been, because you know my feelings for shooters. Of all the shooters,
Bioshock isn't really a shooter.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
It has so many RPG.
Of all the FPSs it could have been, I'm glad it was Bioshock, because that game, that one game of the year and stuff.
GoldenEye
was up there too.
I'm going to argue that it's a shooter until the death of me, because just plasmids by themselves.
I don't even know what Bioshock's about.
It's
great game. It's about underwater city. You go to the underwater city of Rapture, torn apart, and you get plasmids, you get superpowers, and all epicness badass happens.
There were a lot of games that, weren't up high on the list, so I was honestly just kind of happy that they even had nods to them. Like, Kingdom Hearts, I see, is on here.
Batman Arkham City!
Let's just go around real quick. What's your favorite game of all time?
Oh, jeez. Definitely Kingdom Hearts, but I don't know. Kingdom Hearts is, great, but I think of all, what I would consider the best video game I've ever played would probably be Final Fantasy X.
Final Fantasy X? Yeah. Is that one on the list at all?
No, I'm looking. I don't see any Final Fantasy. Just
Final Fantasy VII.
At a glance.
What about you,
33, Final Fantasy VII.
I got like a 5-way tie between some games. Take 2 seconds. Okay. Bioshock, Batman Arkham City, Resident Evil 4, Super Mario World, and Kingdom Hearts.
Damn.
Yeah, man, let me hear that Kingdom Hearts. We fist bumped.
I agree with Super Mario World.
Was Super Mario World on there?
Was it?
Super Mario 2 and Super Mario Bros. I must have missed it when they did Super Mario
World was the first video game I ever played, believe it or not. And when I got a Super Nintendo, and it was just the best thing.
It's timeless.
I still play it. It's one of those games that when you play it when you're 5 years old, and then when you're 23.
Oh, 35! Castlevania, Symphony of the Night.
Same replay value. Yes.
What about you?
It's either childhood nostalgia, mostly for Super Mario World. If not that, then I'm gonna have to go with Crash Bandicoot 2.
Vortex Strikes Back. I love when you ride on like the baby polar bear.
Oh, great!
Oh my gosh, many hours on Crash too. I just want to point out to our listeners that you heard Ned talking about Arkham City. I just want to point out that Castlevania Symphony of the Night is one higher than that. Woo-huh.
Did I miss Resident Evil 4?
You said Resident Evil 4.
Okay, good. That was like number 20.
Ha! Alright, now we got a story. Story time.
What's your favorite?
My favorite, first thing that comes to mind for me would probably be Metal Gear Solid 3. Because I'm a huge Metal Gear Solid fan.
How did Metal Gear Solid do on the list? I'm sure that
I have
somewhere.
No idea.
They were all
Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater. I know the story's all convoluted and basically looks like he pulled it out of hat at times, but it's good. Also, Mario Kart. Mario Kart's
SNES or N64.
Wii Sports is on here.
N64. Had so much fun with that. Also, like Smash Bros.
But which one? You should have thrown that in there.
Yeah.
To be honest, my favorite Smash Bros. Was Melee.
Same here.
I will not argue with that. Did you see the game that they're making for PS3 that's like
PS3?
You should listen to our whole podcast.
Oh, damn it.
Whoa. PlayStation's all
Stars. Oh, you didn't hear about this?
Who is it? Who's in it?
Big Daddy from Bioshock is in it?
If I may, we got
Nathan Drake.
Sweet Tooth from
Crash.
From
Twisted Metal.
Okay, Colonel Raddick. Sly Cooper.
Top of the rapper.
Sly Coochie. You got Nathan Drake, Big Daddy, like you said. Fat Princess from the Dios, the PlayStation Network.
Parappa the Rapper. Busting the mic.
You also got Kratos from God of War. And there's a lot more people that's going to be confirmed, but for now.
It's going to be, I'm probably, it looks, it's. We talked
about it.
Better.
It should.
Crash, Spyro. Probably
we talked about it a lot on our last podcast that you all skipped through.
Banjo-Kazooie, that was
N64. But you know, it makes me wonder because, you know, they got a lot of third-party people in there. I wonder if Nintendo's going to get more third-party people for the next Smash Brothers.
Well, like, think about it. They had a Solid Snake in Brawl. So
that's awkward because Metal Gear Solid was always a...
Well, actually, the Metal Gear series started on the like Nintendo.
Yeah, they had.
But then, like Metal Gear Solid came on the PlayStation.
And I learned something. I always thought.
No, I agree with you about the Melee thing though. Like Brawl is awesome, but there's just something about Melee.
GameCube, man.
I like Brawl for the.
That was a launch title for the GameCube, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Melee.
Yeah, when everyone got their GameCube, that was the first game they went out and bought.
Yeah, it was the same way with Brawl for the Wii, wasn't it?
No, they had to wait for Brawl, because I remember everyone was like,
what was Wii's, like other than Wii Sports?
They didn't really have that many good ones.
Zelda was the big one that came out with the
Wii. That was launched, huh?
Yeah, because it was supposed to come out like way before, because it was going to be for GameCube. They're like, actually, we'll put this out with the Wii. So they made it for GameCube and for Wii.
Okay, I guess.
So it was a Wii launch title, but really it was a GameCube game.
Which Zelda was it? Twilight Princess.
Twilight Princess, yeah. Okay. Anyways, let's switch gears. I feel like we all have some interesting stories to tell after...
It's been a fun... Yeah, last 24 hours.
Scuba Steve didn't quite make it out alive. That's why he's not with us right now.
Yeah, we lost Scuba Steve.
Let's give a special nod off to...
Yeah, I'm pouring some out for my homies right
Deputy Fuzzstein.
Deputy Fuzzstein.
He'll be on the show, I'm sure. He just got a job as a deputy...
He got sworn into Portage County Sheriff's Office.
Talk
specifics. I don't want
to avoid that area.
Yeah, everybody, avoid that whole Portage County, Ohio area.
Congratulations, Deputy. Fustine.
Deputy Fustine.
Do you have a story about our vacation in Central Ohio?
Our one day vacation.
This is amazing. We're going into just Kent, you know. Like, we went to school there for, you know, four plus years, and we've seen the city.
It had
used
us
to
fooled.
It. Yeah, we roll into this apartment complex. It's like, you know, kind of right next to the grocery store or whatever.
And right there on Main Street, you know, nothing special.
We roll, as soon as we get to the pool, it's an outdoor pool, and we're looking, and this apartment complex, it looks
like a beach house.
They look like beach houses.
Yeah.
Just straight up.
But then we feel like the warm, humid air.
The
beach air.
From then on there, we just felt like we were like at the beach. Even we didn't go to the beach once.
Yeah, we're like walking with like our bags and like clothes and stuff over like across the parking lot to these beach houses, feeling the like sea air. Yeah, it's not even sea air. We're like, well, I guess we're on vacation. Yeah.
Chocolate Bear took all my money today.
The apartments smelled like beach houses, I swear. They even smelled like beach houses. They had us all fooled.
I was afraid when we were sitting at that game room that someone's going to just walk in on us and be like, who are you?
You don't live here.
What are you doing?
What is that smell?
Oh my. Get out. Why are you... Oh.
But yeah, basically...
My cough was gone yesterday, by the way. This magical... Southern Ohio, or Mid-Ohio.
Chocolate Bear and I are vibing there for a minute.
Mid-Ohio, quote-unquote, beach air cured my allergies, and now we come back home.
Are you sure that's what did it? Yeah. Sure that's what cleared your...
The rope.
The rope.
Settles
my mind was. My mind was elsewhere. Maybe
settles!
That's
basically, we've visited a friend of ours for basically... a night out to party, and we had never even seen this part of camp before. And it was pretty awesome. But I think Settles, a.k.a. Bandit, has a story.
I have a story. How deep into the story do you want me to
how
get?
Deep into the...
yeah.
How deep into the story?
My streak is broken. My unlucky streak is broken. That's all I gotta say.
Ow. Ow.
And by streak, okay, I don't mean that.
On a scale of one
to... On a scale of one
to Back to the Future.
Yes. On a scale of one Back to the Future.
It was about...
It kind of was. Back
it
to
was a Burma. Is that
sexually activeness.
Did you go Burma, right?
Burla.
A Burla. Burla. Yeah. All right. On a scale of one to Burla, what was it? It was a Burla.
What does that even mean?
For those who don't know, Burla is a joke that we had. We were with Scoop Steve, and he's like, I had to get up Burla. And I was like, what?
Did you say
Burla? Is that like a sex act? So we decided that whatever Settles over here accomplished, that would be hereby known as a Burla.
That's a Burla.
So what is a Burla? Tell us.
Tell all of our listeners.
Well...
Love you, Craig. I hope you're listening. Not in a weird way, just thinking.
I mean...
Alright, the Verla is when you're banging a chick, and you look in your reflection, you look at yourself, and you do the rock horns. Say, yeah, man. Dude, I did a Verla last night, too!
You gotta stick your tongue out.
I shit you not, dude.
Dude, you guys want a high five or something?
Yeah, Verla five. That just happened.
That just happened.
God.
So needless to say, you had a good night.
I had a fantastic.
You know, as much as I hope we get some listeners, I really hope no one's listening to this right now.
Yeah.
He's making this
I am, no, I am not.
This is true.
Yeah, just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I have
this is a Barney
the bruises to prove it.
Oh.
Oh, you got bruises.
I'm in a little bit of pain today.
Where'd they touch you, Rob?
Okay. Show us on the doll where they touched you.
Oh, if I had a dollar for every time I had to show someone on the doll.
No. Bruised and sunburned, yet smiling. That's what I am today.
This guy's glowing. That might be the sunburn, though.
That's part of it.
Did you have fun too, Top Gun? I mean, you said you did the Burla, so...
Yeah, I had a good time. Went out to the bars, you know. Played some Guess Who.
Oh yeah, we did play some Guess Who. That was fun.
Met some cool people.
Met some cool people, some nice people. Overall, successful night. No?
Guess Time.
Scuba Steve, I mean, I don't really know what happened to him, but he did throw up, so that's always good.
Yeah, that's a victory right there.
He almost wrecked the plumbing in this apartment.
Aside
from that, that's, you know.
In the loft, we almost had a casualty at the loft.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The door.
Wait, what happened at the loft?
You didn't see him punch the door.
Oh, when he went in the bathroom.
Because someone told him he didn't have enough hi-hat in
his
air drumming.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ned.
Oh, God.
And ladies and gentlemen, Scuba Steve.
We love you,
Steve. I put on Everlong when we were at.
Yeah, that's the song.
No.
It's my fault. It's all my fault.
That
he got pissed. I put on Everlong. He started air drumming, and he started too. And apparently, I guess.
Actually, I'm curious. I want to hear your review for Clockwork Angels, the new Rush album that just came out.
It is really awesome. I realized I was doing some research on Rush because, like, when I was downloading this album, I didn't realize that this was their 20th album.
Oh.
Sunburn, I'm telling you, this every which way I turn.
Is that how bad the album is? Just Eric and Rush, what are you doing to me?
No, his penis is just sore.
No,
from masturbating to the Rush album.
It was that good. But no, this was like I didn't realize that this was their 20th studio album. Like, I knew they made a lot of music and I thought I had a lot of Rush's music, but I guess there's a lot that I still haven't explored. Anyway, it's a really awesome album. Like, about half of it sounds just like good old-fashioned Rush, just like really powerful bass lines and guitar and just your awesome Canadian power trio. And then, like... And then the other half is like...
You guys ever see this picture?
You guys are soy.
I was trying to take a picture of you guys who were sitting up here and this lady just was laying in the face.
Can we put that on the page so they know what we're talking about?
All right, yeah, sure. I'll upload it. Oh, yeah.
We'll have to upload this
picture. Our main picture.
That reminds me, we just created a fan page on Facebook for us. Just search Extra Medium in the Facebook search bar.
Like us.
Yeah, it's right now the picture's just an XM.
Yeah, we're gonna make a Twitter account.
We still,
too.
Yeah.
I think we'll have Top Gun run that since.
Yeah, I'll run it. I am Extra Medium. And also, we're on iTunes, theoretically. I'm still searching us. We might not be posted yet, because I know it does take them a while to get around
it. Yeah, it takes a while. It got accepted, so by the time this comes up, it'll probably be over. Just search Extra Medium. It's actually in the video games category, but because I had to pick a subcategory.
Oh,
but
that's lame.
Whatever.
We did talk about video games, so we're still good. As long as we do video games.
Meanwhile, back at the Clockwork Angels review.
Oh! Settles is getting a little attitude up in here. Damn.
And you get a little bit of pussy, you get a whole
lot of
dick.
We're actually really fortunate to have...
That was a good one.
I'll have to listen to it later because I was talking and I couldn't hear it. That seems to be the problem with a lot of misheard jokes. What?
Yes. What? What?
Settles might not be with us a lot, but... Settles.
I gotta get around.
He'll be around when he can, but he is opening up. Well, him and his boss.
I do need to plug our new store. you know, a little shameless plug here. Master Pizza Chagrin Falls opening up in a couple weeks here.
Yes.
Hopefully beginning to somewhere so mid-July. Excited.
Hopefully they send us free pizza. Oh, wait, they already did. Thank you, Master.
You are quite welcome.
Fantastic pizza. If you're ever up in the Mayfield and Somme intersection, they're located right around there. Great pizza.
And awesome. Like he says, pretty soon Chagrin Falls.
Chagrin Falls.
I was just down there the other day.
I was helping you guys set up. It's a sweet area. It'd be great. Going
talking over here was helping me paint the store.
Going
the store's all
pizza,
painted,
go.
Man. We got all the equipment's in there. It's all getting hooked up next week, and we're gonna
see.
Get things
pretty soon
running.
We'll have funny stories to tell about the shop. But for right now, all I could do is shamelessly plug it. So.
Yes, and more stories.
Come up there. You might be in our stories.
Absolutely. There will be a lot of pizza shop stories.
There goes me interrupting everyone again. I'm sorry.
There he goes.
Clockwork Angels, though.
He has Tourette's.
Yeah, that caffeinated water.
In a nutshell, great album. I give it a solid A, definitely, because it had a lot of classic Rush elements, but also a lot of really kind of new stuff for them, like sounds that they really have never explored before, like a lot more of like acoustical stuff, ballady, and it sounds really cool.
Well, that's good because you know you hear
great.
When a lot of bands they change their style.
a lot of old bands
they change their style. Like you know you hear a lot of people complain, you know, like Green Day, but a lot of people just don't like Green Day.
I mean, okay, if a band puts out,
I love Green Day,
like 10 albums, and each one sounds exactly like the last one. I mean, I get like. Mm-hmm. You would like it because it's what you're used to, mm-hmm. but
it's so much of a risk to go out and try something new.
Yeah,
you know?
It is, but I mean, you can't. Oh my God, you're not going to sound the same forever. You know, times change, bands evolve, styles change, and I don't know.
I was showing you the trailer they put out because they put out a trailer for Green Day's got three new albums coming out. They're considering all the part of the same thing, like a trilogy. Uno, Dos, and Trey, which is wordplay on their band member, Trey Cool.
Very clever.
But the trailer, some of the music that they had there, that was, like, not very great. I mean, it was, you know, it had their, you know, it sounded like Green Day, but
you
not
could, you
really.
You could tell it had just, like, there's, like, hints of it in there. Like, you could
yeah,
tell that.
It's them.
If you had listened to it, you wouldn't have guessed that it was Green Day. When someone told you it's Green Day, you're kind of like, okay, I could see that. But just listening to it, if no one had told you.
Yeah. It's
different sound.
It's like, I mean, a lot of what I heard remind me of Last Ride In off of Nimrod, just because they really didn't sing any vocals yet. It was just the, like, instrumentals. But, like, I think it's cool. I love Green Day. I loved American Idiot, and I really liked 21st Century Breakdown. I, you know, fuck all the haters. Billy Joe, rock on. All you guys, rock on.
I really like that album, not gonna lie.
Please come to Cleveland. I really want to see you guys. Just... I know you're not listening.
Just do it.
You never know.
All right.
When I tweet about this podcast, I'll at Green Day.
Speaking of Twitter.
Twitter?
Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at Extra Medium Pod. Or you can follow us individually. Mm-hmm. Chocolate Bear, you can follow at Brandon BPM. That's BrandonBPM.
Bandit, you can follow at Pizza Bandit, spelled BNDIT. That's Pizza BNDIT.
Ned's lame. He's not on Twitter.
Nope.
You can follow.
Twitterless Ned, hashtag.
Yeah, tweet it. Twitterless Ned, I like
some
it.
Some of us have lives.
At MMA Top Gun, at
what do you mean someone says, he has a Twitter and he's about to open his own damn store? What are you talking about?
Twitter is a great, like, marketing tool. Every Friday.
Oh, don't tell them that. Now they won't follow us. They'll know it's a scam. You could follow me, Top Gun. MMA Top Gun.
All right. Make sure you do that. Try to wrap this show up. We're going to end it with our
FKM.
Weekly FKM. Fuck Kill Mary.
Let's go. Let's go.
Who we talk about?
I say we do Snow White, thing. The girl from Brave, and...
What? The girl from Brave.
Oh,
she's
are we going
no, I say we take people from our favorite video games. Like
all right, there you go.
Princess Peach. All
right. That's...
She's from Mario.
Princess Zelda.
Princess Zelda. And Ned, do you think of one?
Little sister from BioShock.
Oh, no!
No, come on.
Okay, Harley Quinn, Arkham City.
Okay, Harley Quinn.
Kill Harley Quinn, just because I know y'all are going to hate that. Kill Harley Quinn, F. Peach, M. Zelda.
Are we like
love my Zelda?
Are we censoring?
Are we censoring? Oh, okay. The last
Fuck
2 minutes we're gonna censor. There we go.
Fuck Peach.
You notice how hesitant he was last week to deal with real people, and instantly he answers instantly when his video game character.
Well, because at the end of the day, you know who wore a Zelda costume for Halloween.
That was me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, it wasn't.
All right, what about you, Ned?
I would fuck Harley Quinn because it would be nasty. Nasty-ass sex. In a good way.
Like
nasty-ass
sex or nasty-ass sex?
Ew.
Both. Then I would kill Peach. I would kill Princess Peach because you do all that work to find her and she's never in the right castle. And then I'd marry Zelda because she's the queen, right?
What about Sheik, though? She could probably beat your ass.
She'd protect me.
If I may.
No, you may not.
I don't think it's Peach's fault that Mario keeps showing up the wrong... Maybe Mario's just got a drinking problem. Stop being a princess.
He is a plumber.
What are you doing? This isn't the right...
No, she just keeps getting lost because you know they can't read.
And maybe he's just on mushrooms because he just sees Toad dancing around and talking to him. He's like, so,
You just remind me of the scene in Snow White. There's a part where she's tripping balls. It was so fucked up.
All right, Bandit.
What was the one from
Harley Quinn?
Yeah, I'd kill her because I don't know who that is. honestly, I've never played the game.
You've never seen Batman yet?
There'll be
series?
A lot of angry fans.
He's got the jester hat. Alright, for me, I'd probably kill Princess Peach because I find her annoying.
Thank you.
Especially in the Smash Brothers game. She's like, I don't even know what she says, but I probably actually fuck Zelda because... Doesn't Sheik have like a whip or something too? She can transform on that dick and it'd be like
that's not the Arkham City one though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, well, I'd probably still kill Harley Quinn.
And I'd marry Harley Quinn because I'm guessing it wouldn't be as annoying.
Oh, Mr. J.
I would fuck Zelda. I don't know if I'd. I feel like Peach would be really obnoxious.
Did I win? Yeah.
Did I win?
Skeet.
Did I win? No. That worked perfectly because I'd want to fuck Zelda and then Peach would really piss me off, but then she'd be keep getting lost and.
All right.
Well, too bad.
Kill, fuck, marry Princess Peach. Go. What order?
I marry her, kill her, then fuck her.
So. Oh, Jeffrey, we love you.
And I learned something.
That one's for you, Jeff.
If Jeffrey ever comes on, his name is already decided.
Yeah. Jeff, this is a shout out, Jeffrey. We want you on this show next week.
You should know who it was. You might not.
Oh, don't make commitments.
Don't make commitments, guy.
All right, that's our show for today. Be sure to follow us on everything we talked about and catch us next week. This has been Extra Medium. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Peace.
Bye.
Peace.